It's easy to create your dream kitchen with Clearview Cabinetry at Menards. With multiple finishes to choose from, you'll be sure to find a style that fits perfect for you. Clearview Cabinetry offers features like soft closed doors and drawers as standard and cabinet accessories to match your unique style. Explore Clearview's cabinet options and start designing today in store or on Menards.com, where you can find more of our great deals going on now. Save big money
at Menards. And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your
country. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans. Julio! Yeah!
Just like Braveheart when he gets to keep going.
We're on Rocky.
Yeah, I would like that.
Freedom!
That's probably what Pamela Anderson's doing right now.
Mm. Oh, why?
She probably just squirted a little bit.
Oh, what? No,
that's the most like, random
that's her
shit.
Thing, dude.
Why Pamela Anderson?
She just squirts
dude, she's
random?
In love with that guy.
With Julian Assange?
Oh, that's true. She
yes.
Is. You're right. You're
yeah,
right.
Yeah, she goes
right.
And like visits him in prison and all
it
that
It didn't
shit.
Make sense when you first said it. I was like, what's the squirting?
I never heard about that. Does she really?
Yeah, she did like those, what's it called? Like sabbatical visits where like you get the meat going.
She showed uh-huh. him she showed him her breast to keep him going. Keep him
well,
like,
I don't know.
He's a married man, right? He's married.
I have no idea.
He is,
yeah,
married.
But those aren't.
I thought he was
greatest,
gay.
Those aren't the greatest to look at. I mean,
not anymore.
No.
Yeah.
Anymore.
Yeah. After she got the hepatitis, it kind of went downhill.
Has that changed the image of the nipple or something, or the little
hepatitis you know,
nipples?
She might have the ring around the butthole. I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
You never know what kind of hepatitis she's got.
I mean, they just look like implants from the early 90s, late 80s. That's just what they looked
like. Yeah,
they were never
solid
good.
Rocks.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got those weird kind of like, you know when you put a sticker on not well and it's got it's got the waves in it? That's
yeah.
kind of the underside of the
yeah,
breast.
Yeah, it's bumpy.
Yeah, it's a little yeah, it's a little true. Lumpy, dude. It's you know, they weren't all great back then. Doctors weren't really, but they look worse now. I got to be honest with you. Plastic surgery. You know, how many times you look at plastic surgery and be like, that's a good job. Most of the time it looks like shit.
That's true.
That's just, true.
They're not
that
good at their
true.
Jobs. They're not good. I think anybody does it. Yeah. Think twice, man.
Well, you know, God bless Pam Anderson, and hopefully she's doing okay.
I got to bounce on you real quick. I'll be right back.
Okay. But the big news is Julian Assange, man. That's the news that people are, and there's, like we were saying, it's kind of fresh. It's new. You know what I mean? A lot to
well,
take
Well, it's
in.
Very fresh. I mean, no one really saw this coming. I mean, there was a couple people who saw this coming. The article that I have, hopefully Chris can pull it up when he gets back. There was a video that was implanted in there. Don't want to play it, but there's a couple people talking about, hey, if you're watching this video, that means that he's out. Because as of last week, they were like recording videos saying, hey, we're having talks. We're having discussions about like a plea deal.
Yeah.
It's a time served plea deal with the DOJ. So essentially,
yep.
He spent 1,901 days in prison.
1,901?
Yeah.
1,901.
Yep, that's what
so
they're
going to say. If you add all that up, there's Illuminati in there somewhere. I just can't figure it out right now. But
give you a minute, dude. You'll figure it out.
He wasn't in an American prison, right?
They're just doing time served in the British thing.
Yeah, so this was in
but it's from the DOJ.
Belmarsh.
I know, but they're basically just saying, like, we're done with this shit, seemingly, right? They're like, you've been, you know, it seems like one person described it as it kind of proves how complicated the case is. That they're basically like, okay, we're just going to time serve. He gets to go back to Australia, wash your hands over this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah. And that's, you know, it's one of those things where like he's been in like for like 5 years, he was in the isolated, whatever, 23 hours a day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like people were saying he was shitting himself. So there was like shit all over the walls. Remember like reports that he was like going insane.
Sure. Yeah.
Remember these things?
Yep.
And like you saw like the dilapidated videos of him, like long beards, and he's just like kind of like
he looked like an elder wizard. You know what I'm saying?
He's yeah. I was like, what kind of Harry Potter is this?
Gandalf over here.
You're a wizard, Julian. You know, something like
Rich.
That.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Kapow. Seth Rich.
But I mean, the man is. I mean, he's released a lot of information against the U.S. government, and so the U.S. government wanted his ass. Probably still do.
Well, so he pled guilty to one charge of espionage, right? Is that what it was?
I believe so.
It was one charge, single charge.
Yeah.
Of something espionage. It was something I can't
plead guilty to leaking U.S. national security secrets and return to his. Yeah. It doesn't say how many charges.
It was one charge, from my understanding, one charge, and it was for the Espionage Act, like breaking the Espionage Act or something in that lingo. Mm-hmm. But it was only one. I don't know why they got just the one, apparently, but that's everything I've been reading.
It's well, he only released everything one time.
Well, yeah, it's like how many charges does it take? You know, I mean,
look at Trump. Every time he signed, if they had the Trump motto, they would have said every time you hit click, like you said something, that's a charge. But, so
it's true.
You know what I'm saying? True. You had 500 clicks. We're gonna give you 500 charges. You know, the Espionage Act.
Yep.
Okay.
That's just a new way of doing
it. And like the whole like Simple. Chelsea Manning thing. Like, if you ever looked up, like, his conversation with her as far as, like,
him?
He was kind of digging.
His conversation with
him,
who?
Him, her, okay. Whatever.
All right, man.
You know, Shim. But the conversation, he was kind of, like, egging it on to go put her in their password, get some information, give it to him.
Yeah.
So he was kind of, like, getting,
come on, give it to me.
Yeah, like, are you sure you can't go get a little bit more information? Come on.
Yeah, listen, I you know, that was one of those things with him. I know it's hard opinions on both sides of Julian Assange. There's people that really just don't like him. There are people that really, like, want him free. And
oh, yeah.
I don't know enough about it. Never really cared. I mean, not sure I didn't care, but I didn't really study it that much. But I think it's probably somewhere in the middle. You know what I'm saying? I think he probably did some things that were fishy and not good. But at the same time, we have the right to know some of this shit. I think that's the big argument, is we have the right to know some of this shit.
Well, that's the biggest thing. Like, all the stuff he ended up releasing, how much of it was the right of the people to know what it was in the first place?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially war crimes, dude. I mean, you have, like, the famous video of the helicopter, the Apache helicopter, where they gun down. They think that it's, like... You know, targets,
allegedly.
Terrorists.
Allegedly. Remember, we got to always say allegedly, because that's what I saw that video, and they're like, allegedly, this is innocent bison. You know, they don't know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was reported. It was like a couple of reporters that were shot and killed and their family members. So it's like the eight people that they thought were terrorists were definitely not terrorists. So
yeah,
they were kind of like going like, got him. Oh, there's one still crawling around. You circle around, I'll shoot, you talk. You know, it's like, what? So, whatever, that's...
So is he... He's not coming here, then?
No.
He's going to Australia?
No, he did not want
Australia!
No, he's actually... He's on in the... I can't remember the name of it, but he's on an island outside of Australia, which is a United States kind of, like... It's an area where they can have court for the United States.
Oh, like a territory?
Yeah, it was like the San Marian Islands or what? I don't even know. Some fucking name. Mm. And it's close to Australia, apparently. Close enough that he, you know, is near. And he, I guess, didn't want anything to do with America. He didn't want to come here.
No, he had desires to never set foot...
Right
in
there.
American soil.
Northern Mariana Islands. I was close.
Oh,
I said
yeah.
something, but he's in the Northern avoiding potential lengthy sentence in American prison. So he's going there. They're going to settle it there, apparently, and then he is going to go to Australia before he dies on a boat there. Probably something like that. You know what I'm saying? They're gonna,
dude, I know. I'm saying, like,
you know
what I'm watch saying. Out for this guy's ass.
Yeah,
because,
is it,
like,
really over? That's the question. Is it really over until it's...
You know? Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. Is he already there, or is he even going to make it there?
He's there right now.
Well, there's a video. There's a video of him jumping on a plane. It's like a 10-second video, dude. I have it in the... I sent it over to you. But I was just like, look at what he looks like now. He's all clean cut. He's ready to rock and roll.
That's true.
See his wife.
He looks like he's ready to go to work.
Looks like, yeah, it looks like he worked for Office Max. Like,
yeah. Oh, shit, I'm late again. They're going to fire my ass for sure this time.
He doesn't
time.
Look malnourished. That's for sure, dude.
I should have ordered office desks. Dang it. Hmm. Yeah, no, he's definitely gained a lot of weight, right? I mean, he's looking good. He's looking healthy.
Yeah, he's, you know.
At least.
Hmm. I mean, listen, man, this is like, either way, like, however you feel about
him. He just looks like a guy that would be in a spy movie.
Or like a Sylvester Stallone movie. Like, he's like that dude.
He
knows too much.
You know what I mean?
He does.
He
looks
carries
like
a briefcase and knows.
He
all the
looks
passwords.
Like he would be like, I don't know, like a guy in a Lethal Weapon movie. Like,
what would his spy name be?
Probably like
Julian Assange. I mean, how
he
would just play himself.
Like Grey Wolf. You know what I'm saying?
Grey Wolf,
Greybeard.
Oh, Grey Wolf, dude.
I thought it'd be shit smear because of the whole like story in the prison cell.
Oh, shit smear. Oh, I like that too, man.
Yeah, he just does. He looks like a fucking hacker spy guy.
Yeah, it's kinda. It's the fucking
and the British accent like adds to it. Exactly. Or is he Australian or British?
Australian.
Yeah, like he personally knows who 007 is. That's
like,
who
it's the greaseback hair. You know what I mean? Like the white greaseback hair. Mm-hmm. He's just like.
Like he knows where all the caverns are, where they keep the Maserati cars and like with the machine guns that come out the sides and that kind of stuff.
Dude, what's crazy is how in this video that we have up right now, Epstein's in the background. It's wild, dude. I never knew.
Oh yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, he's right there, dude.
Oh shit, they found him.
He's also on the fucking plane.
Get in there, Epstein.
Yeah, dude.
And he has one eye. I don't know why it looks like he has single.
Yeah, fucking Cyclops Epstein, bro. We got the fucking Cyclops Epstein over here. That's him. He's got a suitcase, man. He's like, oh, finally going to Australia.
Wait
for me.
I like how they purposely blurred him out a little.
Yeah. See, they're going to an island. You know what I'm saying? Like he's like, that's the new. Yeah, look at that's Epstein right there, dude.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. I just like WikiLeaks and like maybe WikiLeaker. Could be his spy name. And it also sounds like a curse name, like some, you fucking WikiLeaker, you know, like something when you say it with the Irish, you WikiLeaker.
Yeah, you gotta add the A on it, dude. You got
I'm gonna shank you WikiLeaker.
Yeah, Leaker.
But, dude, so I just wanna know, what's this man gonna release? Like, what kind of information does he still have? Or is he just fucking done?
No, he's not.
Like,
I
don't think he's done, dude.
I think he's done.
You think so?
I think so, dude.
I think if I was in prison for that long and I never had gone through like all the actual trials to say I was actually guilty of shit and I was just stuck in there and I was treated like I was, I think I would want redemption.
Well, this is what I want to talk about with you guys. Like, this is where, because like all this stuff, we haven't seen everything. I don't think he's in Australia yet. I don't think he's released, you know, technically.
No, if he was there'd be videos of him landing. Yeah,
I want to know what you guys think about this, because what you bring up, Greg, is you know, information I think is interesting. It's like, does he continue or does he not continue? Greg, what's your take, man? What's your hot take?
Dude, well, so I want to start off with what he knows for sure.
Yeah.
And this is like, I did a whole episode on Seth Rich and the murder of Seth Rich and all this stuff. And Julian Assange has been, you know, kind of stepping in, putting a toe in here, stepping out. And I have this video where he pretty much says like, well, look at Seth Rich. You know, like my sources, they can get hurt and murdered. There was, look at Seth Rich. He got murdered. And then the guy goes, why did you bring up Seth Rich? That was just a robbery. He's like, yes, but I, you know, you have to see these things. And he goes, but what are you implying here? Why would you bring up this guy? He just got shot. It's a robbery.
You are very good at impressions, I got to be honest with you, but that one was not. That was not your bread and butter, bro.
Shut up, you wiki leaker.
Look at Seth Rich. He's got the murder.
Yeah,
that was more of a Mario.
That's a titty twist.
That's called Mario-ot. You know, Borat Mario mix, dude.
That was worse.
It was cool, though, man.
Okay.
So he's.
Well, next time I'll go super grimy.
You got to go grimy, bro. I feel like he's got that sleaze in him a little bit. He's got that '80s cocaine.
I don't know if I could recognize his voice even if I heard it.
It's Julian Assange.
Yeah, he does. No, he sounds like most British.
I feel
like
he would have more of a Weasley voice.
Nah, that's not that.
No.
Well, play the video, dude. Yeah, you'll hear him talk.
Which one?
This is like a 2-minute. It's like from a different show, but this was a viral clip back in the day. Mm-hmm. He's pretty much saying that Seth Rich was his source for WikiLeaks.
Oh, okay.
So, check it out.
Dude, he looks like a turd without facial hair, though, man. That is a turtle.
The disastrous few weeks. If you look at the polls, he needs a miracle. In the American political lexicon, there's such a thing as the October surprise. The stuff that you're sitting on, is an October surprise in there? What you're sitting on?
WikiLeaks never sits on material. Our whistleblowers go to significant efforts to get us material and often very significant risks. As a 27-year-old who works for the DNC, who was shot in the back, murdered just 2 weeks ago for unknown reasons as he was walking down the street in Washington. So
That was just a robbery, I believe, wasn't it?
No, there's no finding. So...
What are you suggesting?
I'm suggesting that our sources take risks and they become concerned to see things occurring like that.
But was he one of your sources then? I mean,
We don't comment on who our sources
are. But why make the suggestion about a young guy being shot in the streets of Washington?
Because we have to understand how high the stakes are in the United States, and that our sources are, you know, our sources face serious risks. That's why they come to us, so we can protect their anonymity.
Sure.
You know what I mean? So it's like, it was a very odd transition. Why even bring him up? Oh, this is the sources. The sources are at risk. Okay. So you're just bringing up Seth Rich when we're having a conversation about your sources? Like, come on, bro. There's other conversations that he had with Megyn Kelly, too, where she asks him all, and then it gets really awkward. So
yeah,
there's a lot of implication that Seth Rich had a laptop. He provided a thumb drive to WikiLeaks. And there's also a reporter. I forget his name, but he his name's not Ty, but he was a very well-known and very resourced journalist. He would not publish anything without having thorough information, right? He went on the record in court saying Seth Rich was the source for WikiLeaks.
Yeah.
I mean, so I'm just saying, there's a lot of evidence there.
Probably. Yeah. And I feel like he probably was, you know, I guess what it comes down to is that one doesn't sell me on absolution. I just believe he was. You know what I mean? I think there are other videos and other people talking about it and other sources. But that one, I could see how you could look at it both ways. Maybe he was – I guess the argument to that not being meaningful is that he's saying, listen, we have people that work in the government, you know what I'm saying, in some form or another, aides or whatever they may be, that are getting killed for seemingly no reason. You know what I'm saying? We have to believe that there's something more behind him, you know, being just – murdered for no reason. Now, whether he had anything to do with it, you could probably make the argument that that doesn't prove that he was involved with him. He's just also saying that, like, people that work for the government can be killed, and we know that to be true.
Oh yeah.
But I get to Greg's point, and I think you're right, Greg. I'm just kind of looking at the other side of it. I think there's enough evidence that he probably was.
Yeah, dude.
With
him. Not to mention, like, the DNC received a large payment from CrowdStrike right after Seth Rich got killed. So I'm just
Nothing was. And it's a fact that nothing was even stolen from him, right?
No.
Yeah, nothing was stolen off his body. So he was just killed.
How was it a robbery if nothing was taken?
Dude, it's super fucking fishy.
Now, to go back to, you know, obviously he's going to be released. He's going to go back to Australia. Now we see this video and stuff. Do you think he actually posts anything? Do you actually think he does something with this? Because I really don't. I really don't think he does.
Well, You could go with that route and be like, hey, you know what? He's seen what the power can do to him. You know what I mean? Like, he's had the force of the governments from around the world trying to kill his ass. Really? Like, they wanted him to go to the United States so that way they could charge him for treason and hang him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I'm like, does he want to go through that all over again? Or is he just like, fuck it, dude. I want to see my family. I want to just, like, survive, live, and be comfortable.
Or does he say, I've already been through the worst up and to the point of dying? What do I have to be afraid of right now?
Well, so that's fair, right? I think it's a fair analyzation of it. But my question would be, listen, why wouldn't you do that any point in the past couple of years? You have people that you know what I'm saying? He still sees people. He still communicates with his wife. He still, like, has people that he's working with. You're in hiding. I'm not saying you're safe, but you're relatively safe, right? Because people do probably want him dead. And so he hasn't been killed. Mm-hmm. He's in a secure location somewhere. Why not just release it then? Because now you're putting yourself to where you're back in public.
Yeah.
You're not in hiding anymore. You're back in your home country, apparently. And then you drop a bunch of shit. I feel like that's asking for you to get taken out. You no longer have that security. You no longer have that, like, comfortability.
That's a dead man switch. You know what I mean?
But, like, why having not do that?
You know, having that in your pocket, being like, hey, if you kill me, I'm going to release all this
shit.
That's
different. Now, see, I think can happen. I think you're on to that point. I agree 100%. Now, he could always say, like, listen, if you're going to take me out, I got a dead man switch, and we can just drop this whole thing. But I'm talking about willy-nilly, just like, hey, I'm out back in Australia. Let's fucking do this shit. Well, I feel like you would have done it.
I don't think he can.
What do you mean?
Because this is who he is. Like, well, this is what
I can't stop.
This is
I'm
what
a
he's done. You just don't stop being what you are.
No, I
don't. So I don't think he could ever stop doing what he does.
Listen, I think he's...
You can beat a man down. Come
on. Yeah, I think he's been beat. Here's the thing. His wife has come out. Now, whether it's true or not, that's a different story. But his wife has come out multiple times over the years, especially in the past couple of years, where she said that his health is declining, that we need to stop all his bullshit.
That
we need
didn't
to
get look
him
like
out.
That getting on the
well,
phone there.
Yeah, but who knows? Listen, I'm not... I gotta think
that he went to IHOP before he went on that plan. Dude.
Well, I can imagine. I can imagine
he got a grand slam.
I can imagine her saying his health is declining because of how shitty he looked while being in prison. But that doesn't mean his actual health was declining.
Yeah, but here's the thing: if you're locked, I don't know what his place looked like. I don't know what his actual facility looked like that he was in, living, sleeping, and all the other shit. But I have to imagine 5 years of being in a room. You know what I'm saying? Where you're not outside, you're not extra, you're not socializing really that often, at least. Probably not great for your mental health, man. I have to imagine. And so maybe it wasn't so much like physical, maybe it was. Maybe he's not exercising.
Dude, or maybe he was planning how he's going to release all this information without it coming back to him. I don't know.
Possibly.
You got a lot of time on your hands to think about shit.
So, yeah, but I see both sides because I think they're both really valid points. I'm looking at him and I said he's definitely older. Okay, he's an older person now at this point, probably pretty worn out. I have to imagine that's not been an easy 5 years, okay, however you want to look at it. So at what point do you just, listen, he hasn't had sex with his wife in God knows how long. He
already did that, guaranteed.
Well, I don't think he's been around her yet. Yeah, he might have jerked off on camera or something, I don't know. But he's still in high. She's not with him right now, I don't think. I don't think so. He's still like in kind of a, if my understanding,
like
protective.
Flying?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, yes, he's flying, but I don't know that he's just a free guy to have people around him and just travel with them over it. He's still he's taking a private plane. He's going where he's got to go.
I feel like that would have been my first destination.
Well,
getting like to a plane to get me back to my country, I'm going to be like, okay, where's my wife? I got some shit I need to unload here.
Yeah. I don't know how that worked, but let's assume that he hasn't. Right. So what I'm ultimately getting at is, listen, think about your wife. We all have wives. We all have kids, man. I don't know if he has kids. I don't think so. But just look at our lives. If you were away from your significant other for 5 years, okay, whether it's justified or unjust, whatever it may be, like, you know, and this is what led to this point. I don't know that maybe he's just going, I want to just be with my wife. I want to, like, just enjoy my life. I'm older. I'm done with this shit. Like, I'm sick of being on the run. I'm sick of hiding out and shit. He released information that was good information. It showed how bad the government can be.
True, you know what I'm saying? He doesn't necessarily have to do it personally.
No, he does not.
Because he has WikiLeaks still.
That's like, what I'm it's saying, still dude. A thing. He had 5 years to plan this whole thing out, like, and be like, hey, I got the source A, source
to say,
B, I can connect the dots here and let them all kind of chime in.
Yeah, right? And who's to say they haven't been preparing shit this whole time?
Why would they not have done it in five years?
I don't know.
That's why I don't believe
because,
it.
Because, dude.
That's why I don't believe
it. It's the election season.
No.
That's why.
Okay, fair point. Fair point. But I'm just saying, 5 years. Or more, right? However long it's been. 5 years. You're going to tell me, like, no.
Well, let me ask you this. Yeah. Why now? Why release his ass right before the election? And, like, Danielson was saying maybe Biden's not in charge? Because it's like the Biden's DOJ made the deal and, like, worked out the kinks and stuff. But according to this article here, it looked like he was granted bail by the High Court in London. So I don't know if Biden's DOJ had much to do with it. Maybe they did. I don't know. But, you know, because like, there was a lot
more
of people,
than
I guess.
A decade holed up and imprisoned. A decade.
No.
Yeah.
10 years.
Yeah. 1,901 days.
So it says it is expected to be sentenced in time served 62 months in Belmarsh Prison, high security facility in Southeast London. Where does it say that the British government? I'm just trying to find that spot right there.
So right up at the top below is the official statement from WikiLeaks. Julian Assange is free.
Oh,
1901 days there. He was granted bail by the High Court in London.
It was released at Stansted Airport during the afternoon. He boarded a plane, departed the UK. This is a result of a global campaign that spanned grassroots.
Okay, so that video of him getting on the plane was literally him leaving the prison.
Leaving the grounds.
With Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah. With Jeffrey Epstein.
the one-eyed Jeffrey Epstein now.
Huh.
He after more than 5 years in a 2x3 meter cell, dude.
Yeah, dude. That's what I'm saying. He spent 5 years in isolation.
6 feet by fucking 9 feet. Is that what it is? 6 by 9?
Boof.
That's an average cell.
Six by nine?
Yeah.
Probably. But still, fuck, it sucks.
Yeah.
It fucking sucks.
And that's his wife in that video.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to play the video, but you can just show a still shot of it, I guess. Yeah. That's his wife. I've never seen his wife before, so whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. I watched
some stuff. Stella Assange.
Oh, I thought it was Seductive Assange.
Seductive? Hey, my name's Seductive.
I'm so seductive. Listen.
Y'all ready?
I look at it like if they had this thing where there's other people involved and there's multiple people and, you know, WikiLeaks is there and they have all this information and they still have tons of dirt. I just feel like, why wouldn't you use that to get him out? Now, hear me out. He's in this cell. Mm-hmm. Okay. He's doing his shit. If he's got other people that are, you know, out doing things for him, why not keep releasing shit? Why not say, hey, I'm here. I can't release it. I don't know who's doing it. You know what I'm saying? Somebody's doing it. And they're like, well, they're working for you. Yeah, man. I don't know. I don't know who it is, you know, but they're going to keep doing it.
Because they might twist the knife, I guess.
They're going to keep
doing it. They have them in there.
I know, but why would they not just say, we're going to keep doing it until you release them? You know what I'm saying? We're going to keep releasing dirt until you let him go. Because that, to me, is the best way to get him out quick. Because they want that shit to stop. If they don't know who's doing it, and he's got some certain, like, you know, thing going on, some campaign going around the world.
But, I mean, being in there, no one can kill him.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, why would they not use that to get him out? I feel like
maybe that would be why. Well, here in the U.S., probably. If the U.S. is
they can do it anywhere.
They can do it anywhere.
If the U.S. is the one that wants his head.
You don't think that
UK...
I don't know. Head, you know. I don't know.
Yeah, they all suck each other's
dicks. If they did, why release him? You kept him here this long. If you really... If they wanted his head... Like the U.S. does because of the shit he released, why just let him go willy-nilly?
Now?
Yeah.
Well, there's a couple ways you could look at this. I think that's a fair question, too. But let's look at the other things, right? Is Biden going to try to capitalize on this? His numbers are down. Black votes down.
He was talking about it.
Down. He was talking
about it. Not too long ago. I was going to try to find that.
Well, I'm just saying, what if he said I was...
I'm the one that got him out.
I'm the one that helped the U.K. get him released. And you guys can all thank me for finally releasing Julian Assange. Now, you know... And he's hoping that he gets a bump in polls because there are a lot of people that care a lot about
CNN. CNN politics. Julian Assange agrees to plea deal with Biden administration that will allow him to avoid imprisonment in the U.S. So, yeah. I mean, even CNN is saying, yes, this is the Biden administration. Doing
So the deal he made with the DOJ is to avoid prison here, not necessarily to get out.
Well, it was to get out because that was the reason, I think, is they wanted him to be extradited here.
Yes.
So if they made the deal where they said, we're not going to extradite you back, we're not going to put you in prison, we're going to slap you with this charge, and you're free to go to Australia and live your life. You time serve. Okay. And in all other aspects, that is freedom.
Yeah.
Okay, he's free. But I think when you look at, like, what does the Biden campaign have going for them? Not a lot. Their numbers are down. It's not looking good. So, like, what's a good way to get, Greg said it, it's close to an election. Some people are very passionate about freeing Julian Assange.
True, but is the people that are passionate about freeing Julian Assange the people that are going to be would be voting for Biden?
I mean, you never know.
Yeah,
you could change your ways.
Some people.
This was back in April 10th. Biden says he's considering Australia's request to end Julian Assange's prosecution. So he's
that
been
was
thinking
when?
About this for a while.
April.
April 10th.
Yep. I'm just saying, if you look at it from that aspect, you can understand why possibly this is a good play for Joe Biden, or at least he thinks it's a good play.
Maybe. I mean,
they're still going to take him out.
I just don't know how many people voting for Joe Biden would be the ones wanting Julian Assange released.
I think there's a lot of people that want. I don't know.
I feel like it's usually the other flip of the coin that is on his side saying he needs to release. He did like the people a favor.
Yeah. They would think that, like, Biden would want him dead. Like, Biden works for the deep state. The deep state wants Julian Assange dead.
Maybe it's a play for the middle ground. You know what I'm saying? The independents, those kind of people that are hit and miss. Listen, we've all talked about that multiple times, right? That middle ground is where somebody's got to make up for. You know what I'm saying? Because they both have their bases.
Yeah.
I don't know how Joe does, but he has his base. And those moderates, those middle ground independents are the ones that they're all vying for right now because that's who's going to swing this the hard way.
You think the middle ground could win Joe Biden the election?
I think that's what got him the election last time. If you want to take away the fraud and all the other bullshit, I'm saying I think that there's some people in the middle that for whatever reason didn't like Trump. You know, that's what I think. But that's what it usually is. I think when you look at the split between the left and the right, you always have those middle, and that's who they're all going for, the independent vote. And the polls after the voting, like, how do the independents fucking, you know, blah, blah, blah. What do they care about? Because that's who they're trying to win. They already have. Trump already has his base. You know, the whole...
So does Biden, though.
He does. You know what I mean? I'm saying is just Trump has...
Not a lot of people going towards the Biden base.
I think what we've talked about is, like, the surge of new people. I think you're seeing a lot of independents who are going, listen, I don't like either, but Biden is really bad. And he's really bad for the economy, and he's fucking brain dead. So, you know, it's like... Trump seems more viable at this point. And I think that's where a lot are going to start leaning towards. But to the point, there are probably some people in the middle ground that look at this as a win for the Biden campaign. I would have to imagine some people do. I don't know if it's a lot, but some people do. To me, I don't know if
it really moves the needle for anything with Biden, like, to be honest with you. Because, like, I think most people that are voting for Biden... Mm-hmm. I'm just throwing it out there. Might not care about Julian Assange.
Well, I think that's what Chris was saying.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because, like, I feel like Biden represents something. Biden represents those who are locking up Julian Assange. So, like, why would people vote for him? You know what I mean?
I think it depends on how it depends on. I don't know. I think it depends on how those people view things. We want to think that, but maybe that's not the case. I think some of his supporters don't necessarily look at him as that person. You know what I'm saying? Like, we think that. We think that he's corrupt, and we think that he's the person that locks these people up. But I have to wonder how many people on the outside don't look at him that way. They just hate that he's old. They hate that he's fucking dumb. They hate that he gaffes all the time or that he's possibly corrupt. But maybe they don't view him the same way we do, you know?
Well, either way, I just hate how, like, prisoners are treated as political pawns that are released during, you know, like, the actual voting season, because same with the J6 people. Yeah. Like, Trump could have pardoned them before he left office, but he never did. And so it's like he's waiting until, like, now it's campaign season. The first thing I do day one, I'm going to release all the J6ers. I'm going to release them.
Well, you know, can you pardon people before they've been, like, charged?
Yeah, he could have pardoned them anytime he wanted to.
Like, he could have just been, I pardon everyone here.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know about that, man. Yeah, I don't think
that's... I think he could have.
Nah.
I think it took
months and months for them to round up these people. Even after Biden took office, they were still fucking arresting people for that. I don't think he had any way to, like, go through and say, hey, fill out a chart. Were you on there? You're all free. You know what I mean? Like, that seems ludicrous.
Well, and to be honest, he probably would have pardoned the feds. You know, I don't know.
He wouldn't have known at the time.
I don't think any feds got arrested, but hey, whatever.
I get what you're saying, though. The bigger picture is that, like, they're trying to, like, win the vote by doing these, like, kind of, I don't know, they're staged events, basically. Mm. You know what
Yes.
I mean? So, but that's...
Yeah, that's why I think, like, all this information will be coming out. Like, the whole, like, you can say 17 movement, whatever. I feel like they will use that to draw people into that movement and be like, oh, look. It's actually happening. Like, people are getting arrested. People are, oh my God, it's happening. And they're going to use it as political bait. And I talked about this, like, many, many years ago. I thought they were going to do this in 2020, but they never did. So maybe they won't do it again this year. I don't know.
Who? Political bait for who?
Like, Trump arresting the deep state. Oh, listen, that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? Like, Hillary Clinton's going to jail and, you know, everybody else.
Yeah.
Joe Biden's going to get arrested on the inaugural stage. That type of shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
when reality, it's a lot less entertaining than that. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know about any of that, but I just don't think he's... I don't think he's done. I don't think he will ever be done. I think when you're a hacker, you're a fucking hacker. That's just... I don't think... Mm. Once, like, it's the same thing. Once you're an addict, you're always an addict. I mean, I don't think he could ever, like, I don't think that mindset leaves.
He's going to pull a Hunter?
I mean, I think that
the White House
looking for gigabytes in the carpet.
Criminals can be reformed.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
I mean, I definitely believe that. Maybe not like serial killers. I think they're probably embedded, you know what I'm saying, as far as like they're mentally unstable. But a person that commits crimes and shit just in general, like I think that like prison can change somebody.
Yes.
And he also, think of it this way, he had to have the fucking dude help him. You know what I'm saying?
What?
The dude?
The dude. what's that, man? You know what I'm talking about?
Chelsea Manning?
Chelsea Manning, dude.
Oh.
Who's going to be willing to work with him? I think that's going to be the bigger question, right? I think they did their job in scaring people, okay? Because anybody that knows Julian Assange knows what he's been through over the past 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So how many people are going to, and also let's talk about, you know, Seth Rich, right? Like there are a few examples, you know, around his orbit that didn't have good outcomes, okay? So how many people are going to want to jump on ship with Julian Assange, even if he wanted to do that? That'd be a question.
Unless, like Chris was saying, they're just gung-ho and they're like, fuck it. Like my mission is to take these people down no matter what, whether I got to sacrifice my life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So... like Roger Stone comes to mind because I know Roger Stone was tied up in the whole WikiLeaks stuff as well.
Sure,
so maybe his name will start coming back up as far as a communication pathway. You never know.
Yeah, I don't think there's a right or wrong in this by any means because I think
who knows what's actually going to happen.
Yeah, I could see 100% him doing it again. I can also see 100% that he's like, I gave you guys information. I fucking paid the price for that information. I am ready to go fuck my wife. That's it. You know what I'm saying? It's time.
I just think
I'm going to release the wetness is what he wants to release.
I just think that like the hacker, like a true hacker, like him or the people that works under him.
Yeah.
That literally can control anything in the world through a computer that they want to.
Yeah. I don't know if he's that.
He didn't hack. Yeah, to be clear. I mean, he didn't hack anything. He just published it.
But I guarantee.
So that's like why people were so like up in arms. He's like, but dude, I guarantee just put it up on the internet.
I guarantee there are people that probably or in his circle that are hackers, though.
Possibly. Yeah, but the big story that is like she kind of, like to Greg's point, he was egging her on to like get into this file, open the shit up, send me the fucking video, like he was just having somebody that worked there do it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So hacking, I mean, yes,
maybe he's not like the hacker style.
No.
But he's definitely an information guy.
Yeah, but
he knows how to get it.
Yeah.
And he knows who to get it from.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's a certain kind of power that you kind of have, especially knowing information you know you probably shouldn't have.
Sure. But maybe he does it in a different way now. You know, like I think that you can release great information. Have the dude start a podcast, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like have discussions. Actually release information in a different way and talk about the things that you know and maybe try to keep yourself out of trouble.
They would never allow that.
You'd be banned so quick, bro.
Just don't put it on freaking what's it called?
Yeah. Call it the fucking Grey Wolf podcast, dude. Fucking...
Yeah.
Biting ankles and yeah, whatever. Yeah, it's interesting, man. I think it's been a long time coming, so it's not...
That would be something that happened nowadays. Like, he gets released and he starts a podcast. Like, yeah. Of course.
Mm.
That's I feel like that's just how...
Or they, like, they do its own, like, reality TV show type of thing. You know what I mean?
I wonder what it would see. Is it like, you know, obviously, when you look at, like, where could he go? Where could he have these good discussions? Like, a Joe Rogan forum would have been... I mean, I bet Joe Rogan would have loved to have had him. Now, he's not going to ever come to America again. I'm convinced.
Well, he could zoom in. Edward Snowden zoomed in on the Joe Rogan podcast.
That's true, he did.
So. But maybe Joe just flies over to Australia, bro. You know what I'm saying? Takes that weekend trip, does an exclusive fucking interview with him. It's the record-setting fucking, you know what I'm saying? Like, that'd be interesting. I don't think he's going to.
Yeah, but what would he actually, what would he actually say?
There are things that I cannot say.
I think people are just interested about the whole thing. I really do. I like the information is good for most people, but I think the whole story in itself is a movie style, book style. You know what I'm saying? Like it is a fascinating story.
Oh yeah, there has to be a movie made
so
about this.
I guarantee Joe's working on it right now, trying to get him on the show.
It would not shock me at all, dude, because that would be a massive show. You know, even if he doesn't release a bunch, that's not the point. The point is like it is a crazy story, just getting that 3 hours of like, what was it like going through this? What did you think? Like, that was
Danielson's
talking about Tucker.
Yeah.
That would even be a great one too. Tucker, yeah. And Tucker would absolutely fly.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Absolutely, bro.
He fucking flew into Russia to do Putin.
Man. Yeah.
Why wouldn't he fly to Australia?
He should dye his hair gray and slick it back just for the interview. Have a twofer, dude. The wolf pack.
Can you tell you who's who?
It's a gray wolf pack, bro. You know,
God.
They start off by howling.
Yeah.
That's how they come their intro.
That'd be sick as shit, dude. Freedom, dude. Yeah, that's good stuff, man.
I think this is the fact that this even happened, I think there's going to be a lot of interesting, like, I don't know if interviews or just this talk about it is going to be crazy for a little while, I think.
Or maybe it just goes away. Maybe it just all goes away.
Maybe. You know, because fizzles out.
Yeah, because
like John McAfee.
The story's not there anymore, maybe. Right? He's free. People are just slowly going to forget they always forget.
If he does what you're saying and just like, I'm fucking done, dude. Yes. I fucking live. I'm alive still, thankfully, so I'm fucking done. Yeah. If he does that, it'll fizzle away. If he does interviews and stuff, that leads me to believe that he's not going to be done.
I think there's a chance that he just gets on a beach, bro, surfs. Call him Julian Surfange, dude.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, he's yeah, fucking,
yeah, dude, he's just like...
Julian that was a dad Surfange. Joke among yeah, dad. Dude. Welcome to the club.
Yeah, dude, I'm almost 40, bitches.
Yeah.
You got to see my new Balances down here, bitch. Yeah. No, I'm just saying, man, maybe he just wants to be on the beach, man. He's in Australia, you know? It's a beautiful sands. Okay. Enjoying his wife.
Well, yeah. Let's see what happens. But I know we have another topic that we wanted to talk about.
Yeah, dude, I don't have an article. He's gonna have to look it up. But I thought it was interesting, and I think there's some conversation to be had about Trump coming out and kind of endorsing the idea of putting the Ten Commandments in school.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's interesting, and I kind of want to get your vibe on it, man, because there's a part of me that thinks that this is like a setup for something bigger, you know, trying to eliminate other things that are already happening. So, what's your hot take on this situation, Greg?
Yeah, so I've been talking back and forth with people in the Telegram about this and stuff. And so, like, I get, you know, the left is already kind of pushing this ideology with, like, BLM, the pride stuff. All that stuff is kind of like a religion in itself because it's just ideological, you know, culture, all this stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, it is.
And so, but it's not religion, and so it specifically doesn't fit the definition of a religion, even though you can treat it as one. There was a couple quotes from an article that I got, and this was like a constitutional lawyer, right? His name is Derek Black, and he was saying
it's the most basic ass name I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah. Well, I could have been a Joe Smith or something.
Yeah, you know, true, Derek true. Black.
Yeah, he was
sounds
saying,
like that. What's your name, Derek Black? I don't know. I'm Johnny White.
My name's Ben Smith, dude. That's like when I was a kid. There was a kid named Ben Smith, and I wanted to go over to his house.
Yep.
And I asked my mom, like, "Mom, can I go over to my friend's house? What's his name? Ben Smith? Yeah, fucking right. That guy doesn't exist.
He
like,
doesn't
she didn't believe
exist.
Me. Yeah. And I'm like, he does. And I went and showed the thing, you know, the yearbook picture.
Yep.
But this guy was saying teachers can use the Christian tenets along with other historical documents such as the Justinian Code, Declaration of Independence, Magna Carta to teach students about the historical impact of the founding societies and governments. Mm-hmm. But it's when schools suggest that the Ten Commandments are a moral code the students should follow that they risk violating the Constitution. There's no prohibition on displaying the Ten Commandments because that's what this rule was, is they're displaying the Ten Commandments. They're not teaching it. They're not preaching it, right? But it's saying it's when you elevate them as something more than just a historical document or you isolate them by themselves that it seems like you're endorsing the religion. And so when you're picking that one out and you're saying that this is the one that must be displayed, then it's kind of like you're elevating its status and you're intentionally elevating its status to convey that there's like some religious message that you're trying to, you know what I mean, endorse.
To be good people.
So that's where I kind of feel like I'm like, yeah, you're only picking one religion and I don't know. I mean, I just don't know if I agree with it, dude.
Yeah, I agree with you. I definitely... As a whole, I think that religion should be left out of schools, period.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I understand, too, that our whole country was founded on Christian belief. I believe that, right? And I believe that there's a lot of Christians in this country. And if you look at just our moral value, I think that a lot of them are driven off of Christian faith. Now, obviously, we have many, many other religions that are all part of it. But yes, religion should be out of schools. Now, I understand that the flag, the pride flag and all the other things is not religion, even though we could argue that it technically kind of is, right? It is.
I mean, it is a
belief
system. They preach
system.
It like it's religion.
Exactly.
So is science.
So
get the shot.
I think, yeah. You know, my take is that this is going to rile up the left, obviously, right? And maybe even some on the right to some extent, because I think most on the right do believe in the separation of church and state and all that stuff to some extent, right? But, like, maybe this is a play more that he doesn't actually expect this to go through. He doesn't expect it to actually be implemented across the country, that he's trying to piss the left off, prove a point, right? Because they're going to have to come to it. They're going to get into a weird position because they're going to say, well, you know, you can't have that belief in, like, you can't have this certain thing or this, you know, the Ten Commandments. And then they go, well, then maybe we should just take all of it out. Maybe we should take the pride flags. Maybe we should take the fucking commandments. Maybe we should take the. And then.
Yeah, you're making the exact point that X-22 made, Dave.
Yeah,
you and X-22. You and X-22, Dave, are simpatico.
I would guess hard that we are nothing alike in a lot of ways. But this one seems
you
to be.
You conspiracy theorist.
I know, man.
Are you?
So you're saying he's doing like a rope-a-dope move.
Well, I think it makes sense because
look over here while this is going on over here.
Well, it's more to catch them on their hypocrite kind of mentality. And so I think that's what it is, because I think I can't remember what there's something that they're trying to pass to allow the flags, you know, pride flags and people can have all this stuff. I don't remember if it was Tim Pool or somebody was talking about one of the podcasts I was listening to. But he was just saying, hey, you know, reasonably, we should all support it. We should all say, yeah, you should be able to have that flag in there. I think,
and then we can also put
and then
all this
with
stuff
that we can also have teachers have the right to hand out Bibles if they choose to. It's the same thing, right? So and then they're gonna have to.
But
go,
where do you feel like you know, the argument goes when they go, well, BLM is not a religion, being gay is not a religion, so it's just a flag for you know, freeness. What it's just free spirit, Dave. You know, the rainbow.
Yeah.
Can't get mad at the rainbow.
There's nothing freer than being in heaven, my friend.
But you
know what I'm saying?
You could say the same thing about the Ten Commandments themselves not being a religion.
Yeah, it's just a principle. You know what I'm saying? So,
well, and it's just being displayed. It's not being preached, right?
And listen, I'm with you. If you look at it from a surface level, and that's what I like to do, no, it should not be. I think it's good to have faith, and I think that teachers will have faith. Some of them, obviously, some don't. That's fine. But I think all of it should be gone. That's just the matter. School should be. Mm-hmm. And listen, I got to be real with you. I know your wife's a teacher and stuff. And I know teachers, and you know, we always interact with our kids as teachers, and they're great people. You go in the classroom, and it's all this like, you know, there's a lot of fun stuff in there, I guess. But there's a part that I'm like, okay, tell me I'm wrong, because that's fine. Any of you guys, there's a part of me is like, listen, school should be fun. It should have character. You walk into class, and there's like some, you know, there's cool things in the class, kind of representing what you're teaching. But like I just don't really care for all the teachers like designing it like over the top. You know what I'm saying? Like I want school to be school. It should be fun and colorful and like, you know, ABC. Remember when we were in elementary school? Think of it this way. You look in the class. I kind of vaguely remember it, but they had like the ABCs all the way across the border of the room. It was like educational shit. It was colorful. There was educational shit.
Yeah.
I remember Bill Cosby was on a poster.
Oh boy! If we
man, I want to be like him when I grow up.
Yeah. If we had only known.
I'm
taking the drugs. No.
I'm taking the jello. I'm taking the pudding. When you eat the jello, you pass out on the floor. What is this?
I don't know what that was.
I don't know what that was. Man. It was a weird Count Dracula kind of vibe.
What I'm saying,
I can't do the impressions. They're not good.
No, I think you can. I think you can make a classroom very fun. I think you can make it completely educational. What you see a lot now, I'm not saying anybody that I know per se, but I'm saying what you see a lot is like all these personal touches, which I think it's fine. I understand the reason behind it, but that leads to things like this happening. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like, it leads to somebody bringing in like, what's to stop somebody bringing in a fucking rebel flag, bro? You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, this is
Well, just like flag. It's why you have a dress code. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
because
exactly.
You allow one like skank to wear a short dress, then you got like 20,000, you know, coming in with bras and shit. I'm just saying, like,
you got some hoochie ass.
This fucking skank wearing a short dress.
Like, Becky, put underwear on. God damn it! I told you, no fucking.
We don't accept.
Well, look at
sluts
that Canadian
school.
Teacher with the big tits, the big fake tits, dude.
Yeah, man.
I mean, come on, bro. Are you kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me?
You have school.
Kids wear sweats. They wear their pajama sweats to school now, dude.
Yeah, they do.
I'm like, can you not fucking get dressed in the morning?
Hello? But see, that's the thing is, like, listen, I'm not crazy about that. I understand, like, school, and a lot of people, especially nowadays, that's, like, the thing, like, the whole, like, comfy trend where, like, dudes just wear sweatpants all the time and fucking, you know, girls just wear yoga. Well, there's a reason a lot of them do, but the point is take out just, like, the schools having dress codes, right? I don't believe that kids should necessarily just wear uniforms, like, where they have to wear a certain uniform. I'm not really all into that, but, like, there should be some standard, right? Like,
Yeah.
I don't know if
that's
you see,
all I'm asking.
I don't know if you see on TikTok the trend or that a lot of people talking about, because we just recently had proms not that long ago, right?
Oh,
at the school. Just the dresses that some of these girls wear now are pretty insane, bro. I'm just saying, for like a high school kid, you're just like, what the fuck is this shit? That shouldn't happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, there are plenty of options of dresses. There's I'm not saying you have to have this, like, you know, have to have 3/4 of your arm covered. I'm just saying, like, do you have to have your nipple out with a pasty? That's weird for a high school kid to have. That's weird. And it does happen. So it's not that it's like you have to have some severe dress code, but like just moderation. Like, hey, man, we have to have dresses. Yeah. Skirts have to be just above the knee. You know what I'm saying? Something, whatever. It's school. Change when you get home. You know what I'm saying? I sound old.
Yeah, I mean, it was like that when we were in school and nothing bad happened. I mean, nothing you could change after school and do whatever the fuck you want. But
when we were kids, like even in high school, there was no like risky fucking people wearing shit where you were like, oh my God.
Yeah.
There were. I mean, a couple of them were pretty gothic, let's admit. The fishnet.
Okay, so sure, like the scene, like whatever scene you're in, that's a different thing. But they weren't like wearing shirts where their nipples are poking through or anything like that. That wasn't a thing back then.
When we were in school, most girls wore hoodies, dude. I remember that was the thing, bro. Like, go look at middle school pictures of our shit, Greg. It's
almost
like
all hoodies.
All of them were wearing hoodies and like baggy pants. It was weird. It's like the most But that was the style. Yeah. And so the thing is it's changed. It's changed.
Yeah.
Like,
Not
for the better, man. Because school should be school. You should be going not to impress everybody, but obviously there is some of that, you know.
Not only that, but like cell phones in school.
Oh, God, the worst, dude.
Like, there's teachers that have zero rules about cell phones and just allow their kids.
Yeah.
You know, they're looking at the cell phone during the actual lecture. I'm like, what the hell? Like, make them put the cell phone in a bag or something, like when they enter the room.
And you know,
like, well, if my mom calls, like, I need to have medical attention. My mom needs my help.
They could. And listen, and you add all this shit to schools, right? Teachers do have access to add things to their classrooms. Like, there is no reason that, like, you can get a cubby. Okay. You can get cubbies behind the desk. And each kid has to put, you know, they have a cubby and they put their fucking cell phone in the cubby and it stays in the cubby while they're in class. Concerts are doing that now, especially comedy shows where you have to put your you know, before you go into the show, you have to put it in the bag. There's nothing wrong with that, man. They're there to learn. And those things, we're seeing the kind of crumbling of schools because of cell phones, because of bad behavior, no fucking discipline. That's not really where I'm going with this whole thing. My point is like teachers all of a sudden have a ton of freedom, which is a good thing to an extent, but like maybe
I don't think they have as much freedom as you think, dude. Like
with designing their school, designing their classroom. That's what I'm talking about. Just designing their classroom.
Some classrooms, yes.
Okay.
But yeah, not as much as you'd think. I mean, cause like depends on what you're teaching. You know, if you're like a social justice warrior, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you're teaching that kind of class, then yeah. I mean, that's what you can do. But
What class in high school is social justice warrior? That's a weird fucking curriculum.
You never heard of that?
No.
No.
Oh, they have it all over here in Washington State. It's a level one entry into Antifa, bro.
That's like, hey, you're taking auto class / activism. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, or exactly.
PE okay. slash
It's
activism.
How to slash tires, bro.
There it is, dude.
That's out of class, you know.
Yep. How to pull the brake lines from your opponent's vehicles.
Exactly.
That's every class. Pottery, we can make you know, knives for you. You know what I'm saying? There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. I get what you're saying. I don't know how extensive they can actually go, but what I do see is, I mean, you can't avoid them. You see the videos on TikTok. You see the videos on Instagram. Teachers in their classes. You see it every school year, the beginning of the school year. This is my class. Look at all the fun stuff. Yeah. And you see pride flags all over. You see fucking rainbow shit all over. You see gay shit. And you're just like, really? You know, like, you can't just be you and then, you know, have your normal class that is welcoming to everybody and you know, hope that you don't say anything that's inappropriate, you know, because I probably will. But why are we doing it? Just take it all out. Take it all out. No religion.
Dude, I will say this, that there's one thing that my my wife does have posted all around her class.
Yeah.
Because she's like the careers teacher. You know what I mean? Like, there's like, she teaches like a bunch of different shit, you know, financial stuff, like software stuff, whatever, right? But all around the room, once a year, the coach, the basketball coach, will take a movie poster of like a random movie, rename it after one of like the boys on the team.
Oh, cool.
And put the boys' faces on like the people in the movie cover.
Nice. Oh, okay.
And so it's actually pretty fucking legit, dude. And he makes it look like really good.
Yeah, yeah.
That's so cool. He has like all of those throughout the past like 20 years all over her classroom. But that, those are actually fun to look
at. But that's different, though. That has to do specifically with the students or the school.
It's, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's a student body, man. Like to me, that's great. That's great, man. It's the outside shit that I get pissed about. And again, I just, my opinion is none of it. Fucking none of it. You know what I'm saying? Go to school and then go home and be gay all you want, be Christian all you want, be whatever you want to do. You know what I'm saying? When you get home, have at it, bro. But like during school, like we have got to get back to having some standards, bro. We have to get back to having some fucking standards.
Well, kids are turning into shitholes. You know
they're
what I mean?
Fucking dumpster fires, dude. Like they are all like, they're not all of them. There's just, it's wild how unruly kids are, man.
Well, it's not even, it's not even just dress code and like, and decor standards. It's fucking accountability standards.
Parenting is awful in a lot of situations. It's just, and the teachers don't have any support on any kind of form of discipline, man.
Yeah.
You know, do they even get detention anymore? Is that even a fucking thing? A detention? I don't think so. I think it's just like, detention is just like a slap on the wrist.
I have no idea. I have no idea, but I would say no.
Yeah, what grades did your wife teach now? What grades?
Just high schoolers.
Just high school.
I mean, it's seniors.
Mm. Yeah.
So seniors only, pretty much.
I was going to say careers class. I imagine it's not second grade. What do you want to be, Billy? Fireman. Okay, I'm going to help you be that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I remember I had an accounting class, and I was in ninth grade.
That's fair. Ninth grade is high school.
Yeah. But it's like early high school. You might as well still be an eighth grader.
Good for your school, man.
Oh,
a little accounting.
Danielson says the Antifa teacher that Project Veritas exposed was my son's high school.
Oh nice.
Look at that. We got an Antifa teacher exposed.
Ah, you got a living legend over there. Oh my goodness. Yeah, dude.
Yeah. You know, hey. I feel like Antifa members could be turned around. You know, I'm hoping that they could just like live in. Just like Julian Assange, he might turn around his life and never do it again.
I don't have a lot of faith, man. I think when you just look at Antifa, when you look at their mugshots, you just go, that's not a lot of hope.
The difference is the Antifa people, they're always all around the same age. So in a few years, they're going to grow up a little bit and then be like, what the fuck was I doing?
I don't think it's like a goth stage. You know, I
think it is.
I don't know. I think that they're just troubled. You know what I mean?
Think it's just like a goth stage. Do you? Except later in life.
I think it is too, dude.
Just not as cool. Because I always think that.
Definitely not as
like
cool.
Like goth kids they're kind of, they're so genuine to their.
You've seen that video where they're all dancing under the bridge in the city. Or
that was a rave scene. That was like the rave.
There was only like 15 people there.
Yeah, that was like it was like the rave scene, dude.
But they're all like wearing like the huge black JNCO style
with
pants,
tubes.
And they're like,
they're all
black, and their faces are all painted in the Static X style hair.
They're
dancing around. But those people, they're gonna grow in the next 5 to 10 years, and they're gonna go, well, that was silly.
Well, we should put our reporter
gonna be somebody's boss.
We should do our reporting and we should all look them up and just find out where is fucking X47, because that's probably his name. That there's so much cultural appropriation in that video, because I don't even believe in that shit anyways, but like, you know how many dreadlocks were in that video, bro? And face paint, like,
or
tribal,
or in the next 5 to 10 years they've all ended themselves and,
well, they probably got whacked out on Molly and they're fucking tripping some, you know,
maybe
fucking
dude. Did you see AOC's freaking hopping it, like freaking calling it like it is, like being a woman, hear me roar,
what,
like jumping on stage, dude? I just bookmarked it. She starts going like freaking crazy before, what is this, in the Bronx or something? She's like, come on, Bronx!
Oh, shit.
Oh, God. She is running.
Yeah, you got to watch this. Like, she's like, She has the boob sweat going,
dude,
I think.
That thing is up her ass right now, dude. Look at that thing. Yeah. It's fucking...
So here we go. Here we go. Watch this. You got to listen to this too, dude.
Yeah, come on now. Come on, everybody.
Oh, does it not have sound?
No, I just turned it. It's got a music playing.
Yeah, it's got music.
Though. Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, here we go. Here we go.
I mean, come on, dude.
Okay.
She's got a pretty smoking body. You got it, bro. But
God damn it, bro.
Okay, let's. I mean, oh, she's, okay.
Oh, she's taking her hair down.
Oh, whoa. Well, hold on.
She's gonna get frisky here, dude.
Ooh.
Taking my hair down. Listen to what she says. Are you ready to fight?
I don't know if you can say that anymore.
Dude, I thought
I thought that was off limits.
She looked like she was going to inhale that microphone. Dude, if you look how wide her mouth was, she was going for that fucking mic like a dick, bro. She was like, are you ready to...
right there.
Yeah, dude, I love that, dude.
Hawk to
her. Hawk to her right there.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Spit on that thing.
Damn,
spit
bro.
On that thing,
fucking Jesus, but let the mane out, you know what I'm saying? Do this new Lion King movie.
I appreciate the energy coming out.
Sure, man.
But then, like, you...
It's like...
It didn't hurt... When she talked, it didn't match what was going on.
No. Instead of J-Lo on the block, it's AOC on the cock, you know what I'm saying? Oh, shit. I just...
Well, that's what the C stands for.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. I'm just fucking...
Don't
be fooled, rather
rock. What was the score?
I don't know.
Do you know what
the score... I have no idea, dude. The sign says, for the many, not the money, so...
Oh, God.
I mean, she's
that's not true. She's, like, quadrupled her fucking worth since she got in office.
It's weird. This is, like, a really bad high school prep rally. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's it's childish to me. It's not realistic. Now, I understand. Listen, to your point, I appreciate the... Not a lot of people in politics can even run up a stage.
That's true.
She's like, one ahead
to even get to the top of the stairs is a challenge most of the time.
Yeah, Fetterman's not doing that. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's not doing that.
Oh, yeah.
But no, listen, man.
What, the penguin?
Yeah,
the penguin. Can you imagine freaking what the hell's his name? Nadler?
Waddling up there. Ugh.
Yeah, listen, some people
yelling for Megan. Let's go, everybody. Come on. I'll be there in a second. Hold up. Yeah.
Fucking, yeah, dude.
Yeah, he's flapping.
Raise the rope! Raise the rope! Like,
maybe that's the new approach. Think of it this way. Maybe things are so bad for the Democrats with Joe Biden, right? Mm. He's so old, so slow, that this is the way that they win, or they try to win, is that we actually have energy. We actually do have people that can move, and that's good enough. Think about the bar being so low that it's good enough that she ran on stage?
That's true.
I haven't seen that in 4 years.
Yeah. When's the last time we've seen any congressman or anyone, like, run?
Dude, I don't know. I'm just saying, if she would have slapped the tots out, bro, she would have got more votes.
Like,
though,
when James,
she's got some tots.
If she would have, she could have won over a couple of those 20 to fucking 30-year-old votes. You know what I'm saying? They would be like, I don't know who she is, but I like those. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, Madonna was like, hey, vote for Joe Biden and I'll give you a blowjob.
Yeah, but that's that's Madonna. Bro.
Yeah, oof. But then you're getting like that. I'd be scared of her. For one, like the way she looks now, like that, she's terrifying looking.
True. I appreciate it. I appreciate the enthusiasm. It's weird. That's all it is. It's just a weird thing. It's like a weird, I don't know, man. The yelling in the mic. You ready to fight, dude? The hair thing. Very like stage. Like she probably told her age. She's like, okay, I'm gonna go up there. I'm gonna fling
my hair down.
And I'm gonna try to get that hair out. And I'm gonna you know what I mean? Like whip it around.
But also, if you're gonna do that and have the energy and try to have that kind of like persona getting up there, you can't wear like archaeologist shorts.
Yeah, it's just a little rough.
He's like gonna dig up something.
Yeah,
you can't.
I just found a dinosaur bone, kids.
What is this dress?
You're combating yourself here.
Yeah, she's not attracting the right bone, if you know what I'm saying. Yeah. You know, like that.
You got to dig up a boner, AOC. Come on.
The prehistoric bones is the only thing she gets right now. You know what I'm saying? There's probably some old cringy man's like, oh, yeah, AOC. I see you. I fucking see you.
Oh, yeah.
I
said AOK at AOC.
Yeah, I'm digging it.
Yeah. I like J-Lo. She's really spiced it up lately.
Yeah.
Ben Affleck really fucked. Now that she's single, she looks great. Jesus. Yeah, the archaeologist shorts, the white shirt and tank, dude, the fucking hair. And the, yeah, it's just, It's a little funky, man. It's like the it is the girl from Jurassic Park, dude, when she was studying shit. You know what I'm saying? When that outfit that she was wearing. You remember that?
Yeah.
That looked a lot
like. Yeah, she had like the button up tie.
Look that shit up. I want to see it. Yeah, pull up Jurassic Park giant pile of shit woman. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel
that's what she was wearing.
I feel like it was close. And maybe my mind is wrong on this one. But I feel like she was wearing those fucking mom shorts.
Yeah, that's pretty close. She might have had like a light blue shirt on or something that I'm imagining.
It's pretty close.
I'm picturing a light blue shirt.
Oh, where's it at?
But yeah, those safari shorts.
Right there. Oh, yeah, she had the shorts, but she had the fucking, she had that salmon. You know what I'm saying? That salmon.
Oh, it's salmon. Oh, yeah. Well,
dude, you can see some butt crack on that.
Almost.
She's in the jungle.
It's not a
great. Yeah, I see some cheek. I see some
dude.
Bottom cheek.
And look at Joe Biden's right beside her, man. That's telling, dude. You know what I'm saying?
I like to smell everything.
That's one of the best quotes right there from him. That's an enormous pile of shit.
It's an enormous pile of shit.
That's a big pile of shit.
Yep. Hey, you got to do what you got to do. So, you know, I get it. She's winning some people over in her party, right? Because they're like, this is great. Her energy is great. But
Yeah. I mean got to do what you got to do, I guess.
It's true, but she's about the only one that could do that, honestly. She is like the youngest person in Congress.
Yeah.
Or one of the.
Yeah, man.
Especially on that side.
Yeah. I bet you she'll do like a boxing match next. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like a mud fight.
Oh, okay.
Mud fight.
Little mud wrestling.
Like a mud wrestling?
She's going to get real. She's like, I can show you. I did this back in the bar days. You know what I mean? Something like that. I don't know. Something.
Get her and Lauren Boebert out there. Dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mud slaying.
Okay.
Dude. She should have went up.
That would probably make some money.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. But she should have went up on stage with her bottle skills and just poured herself a fucking shot. You know what I mean?
That's true.
Chugged it. Just fucking, are you ready to fight, bitches? You know what I mean? People would have lost their
minds.
She
breaks
bro.
It.
That's true.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
That's true.
And then she walks on the glass just to prove how tough she is. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm from Brooklyn.
She'll
bitch.
Chew on it. She'll chew on that shit.
Yeah.
I'm chewing on glass. She's tough. Fucking tough bitch.
Hey, I'm chewing on glass.
Yeah. Life's rough in Brooklyn. Fuck yeah, dude. God damn
it. That's good stuff.
That's a great fucking video, bro. I did not expect. When you first, I was like, she's going to run. No, dude, she was fucking.
No, she was amped.
Man, if you would have.
She took whatever Joe Biden does every day.
Yeah, dude. They gave her some of the juice. She probably said, she's like, I want his juice. Yeah. I want that.
Give me the Joe juice.
Well, she was probably the guinea pig, dude. She's like, it's coming up Thursday. Hey,
Yeah. Yeah, we got the debates Thursday. We need to test this on something.
You see the person with the clipboard, and they're like, this is a win. This is a fucking
We got a winner.
Fucking win, dude.
Compound A, that is a check mark.
This should make Joe normal. Okay.
If we can get 80% of this enthusiasm, we'd be doing really well. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, dude, watch. If Joe Biden starts doing the same shit on Thursday.
He just runs on stage.
Yeah, you guys ready? Yeah.
He lets his hair down out of a bun.
Yeah, his fucking face mask flopped over.
He's like, hold on.
I see the reptilian come out, bro. He's like,
God damn.
The lizard tongue.
Oh, my God. What a way to end it. Man.
Yeah, that was good.
Oh, man.
AOC. Good stuff, guys.
AOC on the cock, baby. You know what
I'm all right, guys.
Cheers to you all.
Quick announcement at the end here. Cheers to everybody. Appreciate everyone's support. If you're not on Patreon, head over to Patreon. We got call-in shows on Friday and Zooms once a month. Yeah. Also, this Wednesday we'll be live on Rumble.
Rumble!
That is our new live platform, and we'll be posting all our videos and be going live there from now on.
Yeah.
So if you're not over there yet, get your ass over there right now, fuckers.
Yeah, dude.
Rumble, hopefully, baby.
Hopefully Rumble lets us say cock more. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right?
Maybe.
Yeah, cheers, everybody. Know.
Cheers.
Cheers.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Allo or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/try.